And when I see everyone, I just see everyone in their tremendous power. So unlike normal transmissions, it's like the more that we can each consent to joining with our power, with joining with our current scenery, with joining with our further desire. But when they say desire, they don't mean facts and figures. So they don't mean people, places, and things now. Nouns, in other words. So it's really about the desire of the heart. And we normally think of the desire of the heart being like a love companion or whatever, but that's not what they mean. What they really mean is us opening up to the love that we are. So when we're becoming strong and we're opening up to our desire, it's really our desire to know the truth of our soul, to be in alignment with our light, with our power, with our source intention. And so it's from that place of new beginnings. It's from that change of scenery. It's from that new season that's upon us that everything is going to be drawn upon. In other words, everything's going to be happening. Everything's going to be new again. But it's not new like we're just bringing forth the past, like, oh, I used to enjoy this in the past, I have it again. It's not that at all. It's really a new discovery. So when they talk about switching, I mean, I say this all day long, 3D to 5D, 3D to 5D, but you're really talking about a new experience on Earth. This is so much grander and so much greater and so much more fantastic than anything we've heard or understood. And I only say that from the sense that when you hear things, it's like intellectual hearing. It's like, or you read, it's like books and facts or whatever. And so when you sing from love, when you reverberate from love, when you define yourself as love, then what you're able to manifest, what you're able to bring forth has additional possibilities, has additional range. So just imagine, like, we've been creating out of our small confinement. So we have a certain range. Linda, your photo looks like one of those glamour photos. It looks so pretty. You look so gorgeous. So we have a particular range. So we can manifest out of that range, but remember, we're also in a change of scenes, a scenery, another change of seasons, where we're opening ourselves up broad, we're opening ourselves up wide, and then out of this new consideration, out of this new investment, out of this new frequency, what we are now driven upon, like what we're, what's driving us, or what we're creating from, or with, or next to, is, how would I put words to this? They're saying to say a change of heart, a change of heart. In English, we used to be very individualized, like me, myself, and I. What can I do today to take care of me, myself, and I? And I may include some other me, myself, and I's if you happen to be birthed from me or I was birthed from you. So I have like a couple of favorite me, myself, and I's that I'll like add on. So it could be you and you and you, but then that's it. There's no more room, you know? So we're moving into an enjoyment of love. So when you're in enjoyment of love, you've got the power of love backing you. You've got the power of you, the universe backing you. You've got the power of God backing you. So there's no difference. Now get this one. There's no difference between the power of source and the power of you. When you combine assortments, in other words, if you think you're individual, then you're just operating out of your own ability, your own power. If you join with your heart, with love's new way, with love's new vicinity, with love's new application, then the energy, then the frequency, then the vibration that you're working with, working out of, is self-mastery. And what we're able to commit to, what we're able to discover, what we're able to request is, from that linear perspective, extraordinary. But we want to remember, it's really because each one of us is extraordinary. So we've been functioning out of yesterday where we're split inside, meaning the illusion that everything is separate. And it's just, you know, maybe you'll be in the right place at the right time, who the heck knows, kind of thing. Versus creating out of your abundance, creating out of your light, creating out of your stars complete. So the stars complete, oh my gosh, the energy between solar flares and Sirius and Lionsgate, it's like these energies are here to touch us. They're here to stroke us. They're here to turn us on. So what we're turning on that's so essential is our own light, is our own power, is our own extraordinary significance. So when they're saying extraordinary significance, imagine someone saying like, oh, a master just walked by, or God just walked by, or something like that. And you're going, where? And it turns out it's you. Like, where was that God consciousness? Where's that God energy? Where's that master? And someone saw you. So this is like the place of new sunshine, the place of new establishment, the place of new scenery, the place of new significance, that as we will surrender to our light, as we will surrender to our power, as we will surrender to our new understanding of self, each of us are coming into a new placement, a new happening, a new, what would that word be? I want to say sensation, but it's like you times, I don't know, 100, 500, 1,000. It's good. It's super, super good. So allow yourselves to sign up. So signing up is stepping into the light, being strong, being persuaded. And persuaded is like you're allowing the light to show you. You're allowing the light to touch you. You're allowing the light to demonstrate. You're allowing the light to change you at last. Because each of us are going to find what we've been holding on to the past. Is not necessary, is unnecessary. It's almost like a little kid that's like holding on to something and then you hand them a new cookie and it's like, well, I don't need this thing. That's basically our old life. I don't need this thing because the new cookie is coming, the new sunshine is coming, the new exposure is coming, the new frequency is coming. So the more that we get ready to invest in our new surroundings, this is what is going to change the scenery, turn us on, make us complete. So we want to keep advancing. We want to keep going forward. The other thing is, if we can remember, we're leaving, how would I say this? Like, we all have very practiced, measured ways of accomplishing things. Like, we tend to do it very out of fear or out of safety or out of past experience or knowledge, versus they're saying going fast, but they don't mean to be impulsive or to go unnecessarily fast. What they mean is it's like you're trusting the flash of your heart. You're trusting the intuition. You're trusting the vibe. You're trusting the light where, I don't know, normally I would have like a 2-page book report, I would do the pros and cons, I would ask 10 people, I would do footnotes on those 10 people, versus I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the energy, not the mind, not the rational part, but the energy. It's because the energy is alive, that light is alive, and it's communicating with us, it's forwarding us, and it's advancing us. But as we think we're the same, as we keep functioning out of the old reality, we're not going to join with it. So it keeps coming and coming and coming, and we're watching it, we're observing it, we're looking at it. We may put our hand through it, but they're asking us to like take it in, to swallow it whole, to be one with it. And so we want to remember the ego never really likes change. And this is really all about change. So we want to not let change scare us. We want to get very comfortable with the new vicinity, with the new frequency, with the new light show, with the new arrangement, because nothing is staying the same, pretty much, pretty much. So the more that we can say yes, the more that we can grow, the more that we can consider this advancement with a smile, meaning like, I trust God, I trust Source, I trust Spirit. And it's the sort of thing where we tried it the old way and we're kind of looking at the results. And it's like, yeah, I'm willing to try something else. I'm willing to try a new way. So allow yourself to touch gold. So when we just said gold, it's like there's this gold energy. There's this gold elixir that is being offered. But what I want to say about this gold is it's pretty special and unique. It looks... oh my gosh, it really just looks heavenly. But it has a, what would I call that? A special quality. It has like a certain richness. And that richness is really like high advancement or high quality or high assurance or high recognition. In English, everyone, power. Power, power, power. So receive your light in your new proximity. In other words, as you receive it, you're allowing yourself to be affected. You're allowing yourself to be shifted. You're allowing yourself to change. And the more we can be enthusiastic about it, the more that we can be pleasantly surprised with it, the more that we choose it, then it's like there's no more resistance. When we're hardened, when we're rigid, when we're uptight, when we're in fear, then that light, it's almost like rain falling on an awning or whatever. That light comes, but it's not going to get included because we're not letting it in. So this is where we want to just really open up and allow that light to just really consume us, to really allow it all to be invested, allow it to stay, allow it to wherever it needs to go, wherever it needs to shine, wherever it's needed most, we're allowing it, what would that last part be? Like we're allowing it to stay, but the stay is sort of like recognizing our readiness, recognizing that love is happening all around us. So receive your light in your true engagement, in your true acknowledgement, in your true persuasion. In other words, agreeing with it, enjoying it, recommending it. It's like there's this relationship or this intimacy with it that is going to be developing. So the more that we can acknowledge that or claim that or be interested in that, that's good enough. Like any kind of interest, yes, sign me up, more of that please, like Abraham likes to say, anything like that would be extremely purposeful and helpful. So receive, receive, receive.